For WAMC News, I'm Jim Lavoulis. The coronavirus pandemic has altered life and business for many, including grocery stores. We're going to speak now with Mona Golub of the Golub Corporation, which operates about 130 Price Chopper and Market 32 stores throughout the Northeast. Mona, what has the recent past been like?
Well, I think relative to the changes that everyone has made in every area of life, we've come to recognize as one of the four kinds of business that remains open in crisis situations like this. Supermarkets, pharmacies, gas stations, and health-related institutions. We play an incredibly important role in providing vital goods and services to our customers and to the communities that we serve. Every day, that's a good and manageable challenge for the last couple of weeks. So many factors and variables have changed that it's been a tremendous challenge that's required us to adjust our business almost on a daily basis to attempt to meet the express needs.
And I understand Price Chopper and Market 32 and Market Bistro as well have adjusted some store hours. Can you detail those and what other measures you have taken or are taking to keep up with demand?
Certainly. We have just adjusted our store hours for a second time. We are now officially closed between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. to the general public in order to be able to thoroughly clean and restock our shelves. Obviously, it's easier to do that, Jim, when there are fewer people in the store. By the same token, our merchandisers and buyers are working overtime to stay in contact with all potential sources of supply on the most high in demand items, as well as the other 25,000 items that are carried through the store to ensure that as best we can meet the demand for all of the important categories. Most that have been talked about in recent days are non-foods, hand sanitizer and disinfectant wipes and some paper goods. As a general measure of reassurance, the food supply is not in jeopardy, although many products are being allocated or on allocation, as we say in our business, meaning that we're not getting 100% of what we're ordering, and therefore our stores are not necessarily getting 100% of what they need or would like to have. And that really kind of boils down to the fact that this crisis is so different from other emergency response events that we've dealt with over our 85 years of business and experience. You know, when you have an earthquake or a hurricane or a flood or even a big snowstorm, you're generally dealing with an isolated geographic area, and you can focus all attention, supply chain, energy on restoring that area. Well, in this case, we've got similar needs that are being expressed across our entire nation. So we really must be respectful, one state to the next, one chain to the next, one store to the next, one neighbor to the next, of what our individual needs are, because there is plenty to go around.
And I understand that in normal times, Price Chopper and Market 32 compete with the likes of Hannaford and Price Rite. But in these circumstances, are you in touch with those stores about stocking the necessary products or supply chain matters in general?
I think in terms of supply, we're working with manufacturers and consumer product good companies. And frankly, we've made some moves in recent days to bring products back in, certain brands that we had discontinued in recent years, simply because we want to get toilet paper on the shelves and paper towels on the shelves, ensuring that we have beef and chicken and milk and eggs and bananas and some key items that are continuing to run light. We are working to get supply, you know, quality supply from wherever we can. All of us within the industry are doing that. And yes, this is one of those times when we all hold hands together because we have a job to do and we have a role to fulfill. And we take that role very seriously.
And I understand this next question might be a little bit silly given everything, but are you able to provide any insight here on the the reasoning behind the run on toilet paper amid this pandemic?
You know, I've talked to a number of customers, and I've read quite a bit that's available on the subject. And it seems that it's more about self-affirmation and all of us, each of us, trying to take control of a situation where we really don't know necessarily what next week will bring. We don't have assurances in every respect that would help us make decisions that we only need so much of this or so much of that. Why toilet paper has become the symbolic item, and why people may be buying, you know, 6 months of what they need or more, there's really not necessarily a logical explanation. Certainly it's an item that, you know, we all need. Unlike a run on water, where we forget that we have faucets in our homes and clean supplies of water, or hand sanitizer, where the medical experts are telling us that soap and water is at least as good, if not better, and there's plenty of soap. Sometimes, Jim, it's difficult to make logical decisions for ourselves when we're not quite sure where it is that we're going.
And Mona, you mentioned that obviously grocery stores are part of those four essential business categories staying open. And we talked about some of the adjusted store hours. I also understand Price Chopper, Market 32, Market Bistro are opening up early from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. beginning on Thursday, just for senior citizens, that so-called at-risk category. What other measures are you doing to make sure your stores are safe? Are as safe as possible for shoppers and your workers?
Well, we've stepped up our sanitation protocols, which were high to begin with, and are following every direction and guideline that we're getting from the CDC. So we've got additional protocols that reinforce prevention from illness relative to cleaning high-touch areas more frequently. Obviously, the closing of our stores for certain periods of time allows us to do more thorough cleaning, both of the shelves as well as all of the areas across the store. And I think even more importantly than that, you know, people should understand that we're working closely with our department heads and supervisors to address the needs of any of our teammates who are personally impacted. And obviously, when schools close, parents are affected, and child care scenarios are affected. Folks who are taking care of parents are affected, and we need to be able to take a look at all of those cases on an individual basis and make sure that we're taking care of our own. So a lot of that is happening right now as we continue to monitor the number of cases in our marketing areas across our six-state footprint so that we understand what's happening and how we can react in a productive way. And that, you know, that is basically where our day-to-day has been. So we're focused on the changes as they're happening, all of the legislation that's being levied state to state, some because there isn't necessarily direction at the federal level that would make the operation in all of our states similar or consistent. We're reacting to each and every need and idea that's thrown our way.
And understanding that finances might not be at the top of mind for the grocery industry at this time, how has the past several days been for business?
It's been a bit hectic. Certainly, our support teams are working to ensure that we have all of the products that we can fuel through the stores to service the communities in need are working at high tilt. Clearly, our teammates at store level who are doing an absolute yeoman's job of dealing with the influx of more business than they usually deal with, having to clean more than usual, having to stock more than usual. It's been amazing to see them keep their spirits up and recognize the important role that we play. and that they're playing for neighbors and friends. This is about a community pulling together to do what we need to do to get through these challenging times. And as we recognize that, it certainly is more about us taking care of each other than anything else.
Mona Golub of the Golub Corporation, which operates about 130 Price Chopper, Market 32, and Market Bistro stores throughout the Northeast. Mona, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Jim.